Hello and welcome to Chump Change. It's Sunday, the 19th of May, 2019. And I'm Rob, tuning in from the UK.
And I'm Luke, tuning in from South Korea.
Are you like slapping your gums or something?
Warming up my mouth.
Warming up your mouth, nice. Okay, that's what she said.
Or he.
2019.
Yeah.
Right. okay. So we're going to kick off first with a quiz, I hear.
Yes, I have made a quiz for you. So last week, or 2 weeks ago, actually, we missed last week, I crushed Rob's quiz. I think I got 4 out of 5. Yeah, I think so. So let's see if Rob can beat me. He has to get 4 out of 5 or more to beat me.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the first question is, and by the way, if you're listening, you know, play along too and see if you can beat Rob.
Okay. You probably can.
All right, so first question, which of the following is not a privacy coin? We have Dash, Zcoin, Maker, or Verge.
Zcoin, or do you mean Zcash?
No, I mean Zcoin. One more time. Dash, Zcoin, Maker, or Verge. Ooh, he's stumped.
Zcoin.
No. It's actually Maker. Maker is a platform-based coin, decentralized apps. Zcoin, I believe, is a hard fork of Zcash, but
okay.
Privacy focused. Oh, not a good start. Okay, number two. Which of the following is not currently in the top 20 on CoinMarketCap.com at this moment? You can't check. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
So we have Ethereum Classic, Tezos, Dash, and Zcash.
Tezos.
Ah, no. It's actually Zcash. Zcash is 22. Tezos is 15th. Tezos has had a fantastic few months. I think we had a hand to play in that with our review.
Yeah. This is not going well.
Okay. Question number three. Who is the creator of Cardano? Is it Charles Hoskinson, Vitalik Buterin, Dan Lombach, or Charlie Lee?
Vitalik.
No, it's Ethereum.
What?
Yeah.
No,
it's Charles Hoskinson.
I thought Vitalik had Cardano and Ethereum.
Oh, no. I think... You're confused. Charles Hoskinson was a co-founder of Ethereum, but then he broke off and made Cardano.
Okay.
Number four. which top crypto partnered with Samsung this year? Was it Ripple, Engine Coin, Cardano, or Ethereum?
So
Ripple.
We did this.
Cardano, yeah. Ethereum.
We did a review.
Ah, we did.
Didn't we?
Yes.
So it's Engine.
Yeah,
Coin.
Gaming platform. Yeah, they actually Samsung, the new Samsung S Galaxy 10 or whatever they call them, has an inbuilt crypto wallet which you can store Engine Coin on the phone. So
that's
pretty
exactly
cool,
right? Yeah.
Okay, 1 out of 4. Not bad. Next one, number five. Which country is ARK coin from? ARK. ARK.
God, Luke.
China, the US, Switzerland, or Brazil? One more time. China,
Switzerland.
China, the US, Switzerland, or Brazil?
Switzerland.
No, the US. Oh, no. Were they too hard?
Right, I'm gonna explain exactly what's happened here. So, Well, we've started doing our episode today and there were some technical difficulties. But before we had technical difficulties and we lost the recordings, Luke actually ran through a quiz with me and I had 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
And then while I was setting up everything, he decided to obviously make a new quiz because I'd obviously answered the questions, but make them a lot harder because I've won.
Well, I was I only had 5 minutes to make them.
Okay. So touche, just wait for next week.
Okay. My bad. Moving on.
Okay. Moving on. We're just going to talk about some price action and some news, I think. Is that right, Luke?
Yeah, right.
Good evening, everyone, and the highlights of the news.
Read all about it.
Every index has seen bull markets and bears over the years. Bitcoin saw both a bull and a bear in the same day.
Ark coin, honestly.
That's good. Okay, moving on.
Anyway, right. So, first piece of news. In cryptocurrency, while learning about cryptocurrency for free.
Investors say Bitcoin is more attractive to the youth than gold.
I bought a beer with cryptocurrency in a bar that does not accept cryptocurrency.
Someone spent $32,000 buying a piece of land on Decentraland.
And that was chumped out. No,
it wasn't us.
All right. So first piece of news. Coinbase have released something like an earn while you learn scheme, basically to bring sort of awareness to the peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And they, by learning, they deposit you with cryptocurrency, which is pretty awesome. And normally these things always seem like a bit of a scam, but I tried it out myself and it worked. So one of the things I tried was the Stellar Lumens one. So the idea being that you can earn $50 worth of XLM or Stellar Lumens. And that's by watching a couple of videos, learning about what Stellar is and what it intends to do, and then answering multiple choice questions. And if you get those questions right, then you are deposited in XLM. And then following on from that, when you get to the end of the course, you can share the course, I think it was with five people. And then on them completing the course themselves using that link, you then get, they also get their Stellar as normal, but then you get a kickback as well. So it's free.
Cool.
Do it.
I think like, this is amazing because the biggest thing is for us now at this stage in the cryptocurrency kind of growth is getting people involved, right? And this is a free way to people get a, you know, decent amount. $50 is a good amount. To get their hands on free crypto and learn about it, and then also share with their friends, and they can see people once you've got your first few coins, you can actually see how it works. You can play around with it without risking anything, and more than likely, I think people will come back. Right,
I think so. Once they see, you know, they deposit, like for example, like the market's doing well at the moment, you know, they get say $50 worth and they see that creep up to like $60, yeah, exactly. $70. And they're like, whoa, I wouldn't make this on interest in a bank, you know?
Not even close.
And then that might start to see some money coming in and some new money.
Yeah. Anyway. Wicked. Okay. So a really interesting study came out from this investment firm called Grayscale. So they did a piece of research in America, and they found out that the young generation, us millennials, are much more likely to put our money into Bitcoin than into gold. And this is really important because Bitcoin is often compared to gold, right, as a store of value. It has a lot of the same features as gold, actually. It's very different than investing in a company, for example. the fundamentals are quite different. And, you know, nowadays, most older people, they have their money, if their investments into gold and other stocks and shares. And yeah.
Like me, like
actually,
you.
I own gold.
Like you.
Yeah, I think gold is
yep.
pretty cool. But yeah, I think as time goes on and the world becomes more digital, young people are going to be much more likely to see value in a currency like Bitcoin rather than gold. And there's research, they had a quote, which I think kind of sums it up really nicely. So they said, with an estimated $68 trillion in generational wealth changing hands over the next 25 years, we may see more investment dollars make their way into uncorrelated assets like Bitcoin. The age of Bitcoin has only just begun, and the only better time to invest was yesterday. It's pretty cool. Mm,
powerful,
yeah. So, I mean, it's basically the saying is that, you know, when the older generations, when they pass away, the wealth is going to come down, trickle down to our generation. And where are we going to put our money? More likely to Bitcoin. So I think Bitcoin has a really long, a very positive future. You know, it's not over by any means. Like, I think, yeah.
No.
Pretty cool. So...
Yeah,
get a Bitcoin. Cool. Hold on to your Bitcoin.
Yeah. All right.
Not investment advice.
So yeah. Yeah, none of this is investment advice. maybe get a Bitcoin.
After your own research.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So my Coinbase card came. I mentioned before Visa. MasterCard, I think it is.
Actually. A Visa card, debit card.
Visa debit card, yeah. Have partnered with Coinbase to allow you to, on an app, choose a wallet. So on there, I had connected to my Coinbase account, chose my Bitcoin wallet. I couldn't use contactless because the first transaction had to be with chip and pin, but contactless is there to do after the second one. But I don't really want to spend all my crypto. but I did it as a bit of a test, really, and it was good. It worked straight away. Popped up on my app straight away. So what I did is I bought a lager. And it was £3.50. And then I'm just pulling up the app now, and I'll tell you exactly what that equated to at the time. So in Bitcoin, it cost me a total of 0.000075.
Nice.
And that is including a fee. And that fee was 0.00019.
What do you know what that fee is in pounds or dollars? Yeah.
That's what I'm going to check now at this time. When I checked it at the time, I think it was 8 pence.
Okay.
No, 8.
8 cents. 8 so cents. Was that 5 pence?
Something like that. Yeah. So if I do this in British pounds, sorry guys, you have to do your own translation just so I can see exactly what. So if, remember that I paid £3.55 for my beer, at the time. It's going to be one of those things now with the pizza guy, you know. right, 1, 2, 3. Okay, make sure I get all the zeros right. So that £3.50 beer that I paid for at the time, or £3.55, it's now worth £4.69, including fee.
Was it a good choice? Yeah.
Of course it is. It's an experiment. I want to see this stuff, you know, working. Yeah.
It's really cool because, you know, since we've been in the crypto space, there have been companies like 10x. And a few others actually claiming that they'll have a credit card ready in a few weeks, which you can spend crypto directly, and they never delivered. So Coinbase went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
And if, you know, a small fee like 5 pence transaction fee, that's fine. And it's a good way for people, again, to just have fun with crypto, right? Try it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Were your friends like, impressed?
It was quite exciting. They were, but not as excited as I was.
You need new friends.
I did tell people. As soon as I went back to the office, I told everybody, and everyone was like,
"Yeah,
cool, and that was it. Yeah, and I'm like, "Oh my god,
that's a big deal. This is a big deal, actually." So now you can actually spend it in the shops to buy stuff without having to like transfer it out of Coinbase into your bank account or wait the time for that to happen. If you want to,
yeah,
you don't need to, obviously. But if you wanted to do that.
It's nice for it to
exactly,
be, you know, and like have that, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really cool. All right. So a few days ago, someone spent $32,000 buying 1 acre of land on Decentraland, one parcel of land, sorry, on Decentraland. $32,000 is almost as, you know, that's probably the price of a parcel of land in the real world, you know, maybe not. I don't know how big a parcel is. And obviously the acre costs more. but I mean, like some parts of the country, maybe they'll cost similar amounts. So it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But then when you think about it, so that's $32,000 at time of recording. What if that goes back up to Bitcoin's all-time high, you know, or whatever, Decentraland, Decreds.
It's Mana.
It's Decred, isn't it? Mana, yeah, that's right. So if it, you know, Mana,
yeah,
I don't know, say it takes off, imagine how much that's actually going to be worth. Well, not worth, but yeah, what
exactly.
He's
so this guy, we don't know who it is, but he actually bought that piece of land 4 months ago for $11,000. And he made 21K profit in 4 months on a digital land. That's outrageous. Digital land, we like it, but it's still just kind of potential at the moment. I don't think they can do anything on it yet. They can't build their own properties or virtual, stuff yet. But it just shows me it's just proof that crypto is alive and well, and I think probably we've seen the worst. You know, 2018 and most of this year sucked in terms of price, at least. You know, 3,000 Bitcoin, $3,000 Bitcoins, and now you know it's up to 8,000. We should talk about Bitcoin.
That's
price since our last episode, it's gone up like $3,000.
But before we get onto price action, because we haven't touched on price action yet, or have we? Nope, yet. I have one more piece of news that I just remembered, and it's the we spoke before about gotsatoshi.com. So gotsatoshi.com reveals Satoshi Nakamoto. it's a joke, an absolute joke. So so the website. Everybody was everyone kind of thought, what's this going to be? They never thought it was going to be the real thing, right?
Yeah,
well, I didn't anyway.
Not.
Did you, Luke? It was just kind of a way to like collect data and things like that. And to be honest, it's probably one of the best marketing schemes for the crypto space because it's worked and it's gained buzz. But basically, it revealed that we're all Satoshi Nakamoto and. That there will be an AI-driven news anchor that will report on cryptocurrency news on a particular website. I'm not even going to bother plugging the website because we've fed into their hands. But anyway, the AI is named Satoshi Nakamoto. So it's pretty lame. It's
We still don't know who Satoshi is, which I still find mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, maybe longer, right? And like we don't know who the creator is. It's outrageous. It's so cool. People don't talk about that enough. Who is he?
They don't.
It's so cool.
Yeah. It is.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe we should do some research into who is rumored, you know, lot of the most.
That would
be
really fun to research.
Build towards the...
Do actually. Let's do that. We'll do that next
would
month.
Would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, you do a research episode and I'll do a research episode and then
that
we'll
is,
do a conclusion.
That's crazy.
Episode.
Cool. I love it.
Yeah. Right. Let's talk about money.
Nice. All right. So winners and losers?
Price action.
So as always, we do the weekly roundup of the winners and losers in terms of price action the last week. So the biggest losers of the week, we have Factum down 17%. Bitcoin down 11% and Ultrain down 10%. Don't know much about these coins, not really bothered to find out. The biggest winners, we have BitTorrent up 58%. Biggest winner by far. Yeah. BitTorrent, obviously everyone knows what BitTorrent is, and it was recently bought by Tron and then kind of changed into this coin-based torrent service. Up 58%, and it's done really well the last month. So, you know, if you bought this coin when it first launched a few months ago, you've made some nice profits. Next biggest winner is Solve.care. So Solve.care, weird name, terrible name actually. Up 50%. This coin aims to put healthcare on the blockchain in the US. Could be useful. You know, could be potentially a really good application for the blockchain technology, but, you know, a long way to go. And then the third biggest winner is NEM, up 49%. So I think, great, all that stuff's cool, but we should talk about Bitcoin.
we should talk about Bitcoin.
Some facts.
Hit me with some facts.
Figures. Over the last 6 weeks, Bitcoin's up 100%. Bitcoin is up way over 100% from its all-time lows in this bear cycle. So its low was at $3,200, which it hit on the 16th of December, 2018. It's now touching $8,000. So I want to be bold and say I can smell the bulls. Stinky bulls. I think we're in a bull market. I think we still might have a bit longer of an accumulation phase where people are collecting Bitcoin and, you know, accumulating it for the future. But I think we've seen the worst of this bear market. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I really do. Like, they say there's a testing point of around 10,000, right? And I think if it sort of breaks that, then we might be laughing and it might be
Well, you know, in the last bull run, I remember when it broke 10K and it just went, it's something about 10K, which is like, okay, it's real now. And it just went, the psychological effect of that just made people go nuts and it shot up. Within 2 weeks of that, it was about 20K. It's wild, yeah. Looking at this price, Bitcoin's price, I actually noticed something really interesting. So its all-time low of this bear cycle when it was hit $3,200 was on the 16th of December, 2018. But interestingly, the high, its all-time high at around $19,500-ish, was achieved on the 17th of December, 2017. So it's almost exactly 1 year from its all-time high to its low of this cycle. It's really, really weird, right?
Yeah. It's as if it's been manipulated and that the prices have been driven down by whales and big people with big money to spend a year slowly accumulating. And then like, let's kick it off now.
Do you know what? I don't believe in coincidences. And something, this is too coincidental. Anyway, so let's keep our fingers crossed for a new all-time high on the 17th of December of 2019. We could be loaded.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, cool.
Wicked.
I think that's it for today, right? Awesome. So yeah, drop us an email, chumpchange@financer.com, if you've got any messages for us, and listen to us.
Okay. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. Cheers.
Listen to more. All right. Laters. I still can't believe how hard that quiz was.
I'm worried for next week.
I would be worried. Sleep with one eye open.